The Westfalls had dreams of a ranch resort where they could retire. Then tragedy struck, and the plans for the ranch became a dream that inspires thousands who come here today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The mountains around Taos, New Mexico are beautiful scenery year-round. Kate German says that backdrop brought a family here with big dreams.
Back in the mid-60s, Angel Fire was just a ranching community. There wasn't really anything here. Dr. Victor Westfall, he was actually a historian. He was a PhD. He and his wife, Jean, had purchased an 800-acre ranch with intent to build a resort here.
But in May of 1968, the family received word their son David Westfall, a U.S. Marine, had been killed in Vietnam. All their plans for this land suddenly changed.
They wanted to do something to honor his memory, and they tossed around several ideas, one of which was to set up a scholarship fund, but they felt that wasn't permanent enough, and it was Gene Westfall's idea to build a chapel in his honor.
They began construction of that chapel in September of 1968 on the land where they had planned to build the resort.
It was just a grassroots project with the family funding it with their own money. They used David's life insurance policy as seed money, and a lot of the construction work was done with the help of volunteers.
Doc Westfall had a background in home construction, so he did much of the work himself.
Whenever they needed more funds in order to support the building of the chapel, they would sell off pieces of the land that had been intended for the resort. So they started with 800 acres that was originally the Val Verde Ranch. By the time they were all finished, they had just retained 5 acres.
Those 5 acres on a prominent hilltop are today much more than a chapel to honor their son. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside at Angel Fire, New Mexico. I'm Andrew McRae.